You're listening to the Pavecast, a podcast from partners for automated vehicle education to illuminate the world of AV technology. Learn about Pave and its mission by visiting www.pavecampaign.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Pavecast. My name is Adam Howell, and I'm the Director of External Affairs with Partners for Automated Vehicle Education. So here at Pave, we're always very interested in learning about the state of AV in other parts of the globe, and today's episode fits right in with that interest. Our guest today is joining us all the way from China for a great conversation about AV technology through the lens of his company, DeepRoute AI. Maxwell Zhou is CEO of DeepRoute AI, a self-driving technology company committed to advancing urban logistics and popularizing robo-taxis, and they are based out of Shenzhen, China. Maxwell, welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks very much for the podcast. So, yeah, it's good to meet all peoples.
Great. So, just getting right into it, can you tell us a little bit about the beginnings of DeepRoute and then some background on your operations?
Yes. So firstly, I founded this company in the early of the 2019. Our core teams are all coming from the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. So me and my friends, so we meet in Silicon Valley and went back to the Shenzhen, we found this company. And all our core teams they have experience in technologies, companies like Google's, like the Biden USA, like the Microsoft. Our founding teams, they have very strong academic and professional backgrounds. Recently, so we make a lot of huge progress. For every year, so we have that like the paper published for the CVPRs. And our team are the first one to introduce the multi-sensor fusion technology in the industry. And last year, we received $300 million from the Alibaba Group. So that is the company of Jack Ma's. Last December, we announced our Level 4 solutions for the mass productions, which the price is less than $10,000. In April of this year, we further reduced the cost with the OEMs to the $3,000 for the mass productions Level 4 autonomous drivings. Right now, we have more than 30 drone taxis with this latest solution. So our total fleet size is more than 150s, but 30 of them is with this latest hardware. This is a significant impact in the industry because we are the first one to having such a shape of double taxi. It just looks like the regular cars on the road. So you cannot tell by the by its shapes. So for example, in Google's, the Waymo's, so they have a huge sensor racks on the top of the cars. But for ours, so just looks like a Tesla, like the regular cars. So this is the first one in the industries. Besides this, on the operation side, so we have the partnership with a bunch of the OEMs in China, for example, Dongfeng, Genius, and SAC Motors. We have our programs with the Dongfeng Motors. We build not just robotaxi fleets, which is almost 150 robotaxi fleets in Wuhan. And besides that, we also partner with the mobility ride-sharing company, Cao Mobilities, to provide the service in Hangzhou, in the city of the Hangzhou. In the city of Shenzhen, so where we are located, so we also providing the robotaxi service in the CBD area of Shenzhen. Now, this is also the first one, so we're operating the robotaxi in such areas. Besides that, all the other companies, they operating the robotaxi in the suburbs, not us in the downtowns. So this is very this operation giving us very more complex data. So we can accumulate the quality data much faster compared to the other companies. Yeah, that's the brief introduction for our company. Oh, one more thing is we're also having the mid-duty AV trucks for the urban logistics. So we're providing a service for the company like the UPS in the United States. Yeah, that's all for the introductions.
Wow. Wow. Sounds like you all are doing some amazing things. I heard you talk a little bit about affordability. It seems like that has been a big part of your approach with DeepRoute AI. Can you expand on that a little bit and talk a little bit about why affordability and costs are such an important priority for your company?
And we can look at the history of the autonomous driving. So the approach of the Waymo approach and the Tesla approach. We can see the Waymo approach in the past 3 or 4 years, they are very slow. And I think the significant problem is that so they cannot do large fleets. Because in the Waymo solutions, they just use the best hardware. So the cost for each car is almost near $100,000 for a sensor setup. This is impossible. So every robotaxi is just as expensive as a Porsche, right? There's no way to do for providing service for public. So we all realize that. So if you want to do the robotaxi, you have to having these products be affordable by customers. But you also at the meantime you can just not use just the cameras. So you need like the using the Sony 6 LiDARs. So but this the price has to be affordable. So that's why we are by the first day we founded this company, we are focused on this. So we are using like the low quality LiDARs, and we use the affordable GNSS systems, but we're using the affordable computation units. So we're not using all the high-end stuff. And we use all the stuff to do the robotaxis. So for example, for the computation platform, we only consume 150 watts for the total computation units. This is roughly like one of six of others companies. So from the day one, when we founded these companies, we are focusing on the mass production and the affordability. So that's why today we are the first companies can doing this. So recently, like the last week, the Baidu, they just announced that they are doing the similar stuff. But this is what we had years ago.
It's really interesting because it's going to be fascinating to see if that affordability model really jumpstarts adoption and exposure to the technology, especially in China. And of course, another thing.
I'm sorry.
No. Please go ahead.
The China, so the labor per hour is less than the United States. So I stay in the States for almost a decade. Mm-hmm. So I know if you're hiring people for drivers, you need to pay like $50,000 per year at least. I mean, this in Texas. Maybe in the California, you need to pay more for hiring your drivers. But in China, when you can hire 3 or 4 drivers. So using high-end solutions in China is absolutely a dead. Is absolutely there's no way to do commercializations. So you're having to doing this by affordable price. For example, we right now only $6,000, right? You mm-hmm. just 1 month's salaries for in States.
Very interesting. So, you know, another thing that to pivot to in our conversation, we always are, we have a big focus on safety, especially with a lot of the education that we do with PAVE. And I imagine Shenzhen to be such a dynamic environment. There's a lot going on there. Can you tell me a little bit about your approach to safety in the urban environments that you operate in?
Yeah, for the previous questions, I mean, I talked about, so we have to do this be affordable. But affordable doesn't mean UGC is not safe. So you're having to develop your algorithms, your system, to guarantee the safe. Because nobody wants to have a taxi which is not safe, right? Even it is cheap. So we have multi layers to the safety redundancy to guarantee this. So for example, we have the network layers to protect the cyber attacks. So we have the data and communication levels. We have the black box to recording this data, and then we have the cloud remote monitor system to do the remote control for the failure of vehicles. And also, by the hardware side, we have redundancy. We have the backup batteries, backup the execution mechanism to guarantee the safeties. And all our algorithms can perform as good as the high-end sensors. For example, our perception, we still can see more than 200 meters and with very accurate detections. So in our strategies, we need to guarantee the safe and also affordable. So this is, I know this is hard, but we have to do this. Otherwise, there is no commercialize. So nobody gonna pay you if this is not affordable and then if it is not safe. So you have to do the both good. Then the customer gonna buy this product.
So interesting how that that marriage between safety and affordability. It's always a big issue for everybody, and it seems like you're really focused in on that approach. So I want to
find out that that's between Tesla approach and the Waymo approach. Mm-hmm. So the Tesla approach is absolutely not affordable; it's cheap, just cameras. Right. But for Waymo approach, is too much, way much above the affordable. Right? This is no way of doing this. So you need to find a balance between them.
Absolutely.
Because Tesla, you know, is not safe. No, everybody knows Tesla is not safe. But Waymo is safe. But Waymo only has hundreds of cars. So you need to find a balance. So you need to decide which is the sweet point to do the both ways. So that's hard.
Yeah. So I want to pivot a little bit to, we know that you've developed the medium duty AV trucks for use in the city. But we're also very focused over here on the applications for AV technology when it comes to long range freight, cross country in the United States. And I'm wondering how China and maybe your company specifically is preparing for long range freight and supply hauling across country using AV technology.
I would say so. We are a lot focusing on the long range. Like across countries, the transportations. We are doing like the urban logistics, just like you deliver your from the city to San Francisco to the framework, like less than 50 miles. So we are doing this kind of transportations. So in China and the United States, that's much different. So in the long range of transportations. In the States, So they have a lot of companies. They have a lot of fleets doing this. But for China, normally for the long range transportation is owned by the families. Normally this is couples. So one couple, they buy our trucks and they do for the long range. So this is quite different, China and the United States. So what we're focusing is just the medium duty trucks, we just like a UPS. So like a UPS, USPS, then normally they have a UHO size trucks to just deliver this stuff by different stores. So we are doing this ways. So yeah, that's the difference China and the United States.
And that's why we love these conversations, because I think a lot of people over here, may not understand the, just all of the technical, logistical, you know, industry differences between different countries. So it's really great that you're able to give us sort of that perspective on what the differences are. One of the things also that we look at a lot over here in the States has to do with regulation and how different jurisdictions, either cities or states or even the federal government, are working to sort of create the laws that are necessary for AVs to work on a across the country and on an even playing field. Now, we know that Shenzhen just approved China's first regulation on connected vehicles. Can you talk a little bit about that, what that means for you, for your company, and why that makes Shenzhen such a appealing place to operate in China?
The first thing is Shenzhen is a special city in China. So it has his own legislative powers. So it can have its own regulations. Then this is the only cities in China has this special powers. So that's why. So Shenzhen released the first regulations. But absolutely for our companies, this is a very good sign for us, because we can have our we will no more worry about this. But I know in the States, like the DMA in California, so in every state, so they can have in the regulations, but not in China, not this in not happens in China. And in the second way is in Shenzhen is our the people in China will say Shenzhen very similar like the Bay Area, like the Silicon Valley. This is a fully developed cities for technologies. So they have a very great supply chains. They have a giant bunch of the big companies like Huawei, like Tencent, like the DJI. So that's a DJI is the drone company. So in a sentence, we develop our products and very fast. So we have our ideas, and we can have this idea to become a true product in weeks. So this is not gonna happen in anywhere else in China. So we are very close to the supply chains. So our idea can be the products in weeks. So this is the second benefit in Shenzhen. And also in this regulations, the Shenzhen allows the CBD area operations, and also we can have the money for this. Yeah? Besides this regulation, so in China, this is not illegal. You can receive the cash from customers. This is the first regulation said that you are legal to do this. So this is also very helpful for us, because we need such financing data to show to the investors. So robotaxi is a sustainable way to do this. And also the Shenzhen, they provide very difficult traffic. So like a double parking, jaywalkers, and e-scooters, sometimes it's counterflow drivings. So this is very common in China. So we tested it. We're collecting much valuable data in Shenzhen. So our algorithm we have more data to improve our algorithm. So our OTAs can do much faster.
I think that especially the data is a big part of what makes it a great place to operate, right? So I you know, you're giving us such a great insight into sort of the state of AVs and technology operation and your operations in China. I want to pivot again to another topic that I really wanted to make sure we hit on, which is the challenges of public acceptance and public understanding of AV technology. We see, I mean, it's sort of the entire reason, one of the big reasons PAVE is out there, is we're trying to educate the public, and the understanding of the technology really limits sometimes how the public is willing to embrace it. Do you see similar challenges with the public in China embracing AV technology or even understanding it in terms of how it operates?
Well, I was saying that's fine. So initially, everybody's afraid of, initially I think the customer gonna be stay away from the autonomous drivings, but in the actual, for the new generation, like the nations, they like it. So they're thinking buy a car without autonomous driving is stupid. So I was saying this is this thing is a necessary function for new cars. So that's strange. So when I go to the Europe, so I'm like a German, like a French. So normally this, I was saying auto industry like 5 years ago in China. So the car is still like a regular cars. They don't have that such fancy stuff. Like they wear big screen. You can have a lot of apps. And so in the Germans, they're just 5 years ago. But for in China, this is the essential functions for each cars. Like the autonomous driving, maybe it's never tools, and then a big screen, and for not just like smartphones. So in our Z nations, so this is very popular. So maybe they have some like the accidents happens. So because this is our new technologies, but still like people can pay for this.
Maxwell, as we wrap up here, is there anything else you want to say just about your company or about the future of AV in general? As we sign off, any final thoughts for our audience?
Yes, absolutely. So we are currently working with the local automakers. In the next step, we also want to I hope we can have the collaboration with the international OEMs, automakers, to having our level 4 autonomous systems to be integrated in the vehicles for mass productions. And we hope a huge amount of the vehicles can be deployed in 2025. And also the OEMs, with collaboration with us, they can help their settings, right, locally and globally. And we have like they tell maybe 20 years later, so our company can be our infrastructure company, just like AT&T's in States. So when like the people in China say be proud, just you say the AT&T's. Normally you say AT&T means your cell phones, your data providers. Yeah, the infrastructure of this of our societies. We hope we can be such companies.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, the future of digital infrastructure is always a big part of it, and the companies that are involved in this in the proliferation of all this technology are going to be huge in that conversation. So, well, Maxwell, I just wanted to thank you so much for a great discussion today. Maxwell Zhou is CEO of DeepRoute AI, an AV company based in Shenzhen, China. Thank you so much to our listeners today for spending some of your time with us on the Pavecast. Remember, if you liked our discussion, please follow us. We're going to be producing so many more great episodes going into the rest of 2022 and beyond. You can also find out more about all the great things that Pave has to offer by checking out our website at thepavecampaign.org or follow us on social media at the Pave Campaign. Take care. Thank you so much, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Thank you for listening to the Pavecast, hosted by Partners for Automated Vehicle Education. To learn more about this and other topics related to automated vehicles, visit our website at pavecampaign.org or follow us on your favorite social media at pavecampaign.